Today I was reading through the account of Paul's preaching in Ephesus in Acts, the 18th chapter, and into the 19th chapter. And you may remember that in chapter 19, that after he had spent some time preaching in the synagogues, and specifically the synagogue in Ephesus, that there were some Jews who became hardened, and as a result of it, it was necessary that he withdraw from the synagogue. And he began teaching daily in the school of Tyrannus. There were many who were influenced by his teaching, both Jew and Gentile. Ultimately, we're told in verse 17, because of his preaching and some unusual miracles that Paul had accomplished in verse 11, that many who believed came confessing and telling their deeds. And also many of those who had practiced magic brought their books together and burned them in the sight of all. And they counted up the value of them, and it totaled 50,000 pieces of silver. So the word of the Lord grew mightily and prevailed. That phrase, the word of the Lord grew mightily and prevailed. I want you to keep that in mind, because that is a statement that is true regardless of what followed. Now we know that after a period of time, that there were individuals in that area who had were silversmiths. Demetrius was the leader of this particular insurrection. He called together the workers of the similar occupation and basically said, because of what Paul's doing, we're going to lose our trade. And as a result of this, when they heard this in verse 28, they were full of wrath and cried out, saying, "Great is Diana of the Ephesians," and the whole city was filled with confusion. And a riot was imminent as a result of that. And Paul wanted to address the people, but the disciples prevailed against him doing that because they feared for his life. And so the point that I want to make is that whenever the gospel is preached, as a result of that, it will raise opposition. There will always be opposition that will be present. And it may be that some would look at what happened in Ephesus as a result of Paul's efforts and think that Paul was unsuccessful, because there were individuals who railed against him. The city was in an uproar. And in fact, in a lot of places where Paul went, he was actually stoned, or he was imprisoned, or he was run off as a result of the preaching that he did. But everywhere he went in his ministry, all of the preaching tours that he did, those missionary journeys, he established churches. He preached the gospel message and souls were saved. And it may have only been a few in a particular place. And those few may have been sorely persecuted as a result of the expression of their faith. The souls were saved. And whether the result is great or small, the word of the Lord is mighty, and the word of the Lord prevails. And it is our place to proclaim it and to preach it in the hopes that some will become obedient to it. And so I would encourage you day by day to resist the temptation to be quiet because of fear of what others might say, or because of what might happen if you proclaim that message. Share the message of the gospel with those who are lost. Even if it costs friendships, even if it causes ridicule, even if it reaches the point in our society that we may suffer persecution and death for what we proclaim. The word of the Lord is mighty and prevails in the hearts of men who are good and honest. And men's souls will be saved if we go about the business of preaching the gospel to the lost. We want to offer an invitation at this time to those who are here. If you are not a child of God, we want to share that message with you. It may be that perhaps you have heard it often enough to where you have made the determination that you believe that Jesus is the Son of the living God, and you're willing to act upon that faith this evening by turning away from your sins and by putting him on in baptism. If that is the case, then we offer to you that opportunity. If there is anyone here who has a spiritual need that we can assist you with, we offer ourselves to you. So at this time, the invitation is extended. If you have that need, would you come forward and let us know while together we stand, while we sing.